Joyce Beavers admits there's never a quiet moment in her one-story home.
Come on, you guys. What? Grab the dogs and stop them from barking. My house is hectic, to say the least. At any given time, I could have 6 to 8 kids in my house.
She's not kidding. Beavers has 6 children. The 4 who live with her are all under the age of 12. When she's not at home, she works as a nurse's aide, making $7.25 an hour. She says she brings in less than $15,000 a year, and her husband doesn't work. To say that her budget is tight would be an understatement.
Extremely tight. Extremely tight. And the things that the kids want and need, sometimes I can't get them.
Even if that means food. Beavers says she budgets her family's food allowance very carefully, and all of her kids receive free meals at school. So when last week's winter storm meant 4 days of no school...
We got really low. We ran out of bread. We ran out of eggs. We had just like a jar of peanut butter.
And going out to get food, especially without a car, is a huge headache, she says.
We had to make up for what we didn't have and then buy for the next week, which was crazy, you know, and then we ran out of stamps again.
About 800,000 children in North Carolina get free and reduced meals at school. That's about 56% of students. Beavers got the extra food she needed for her kids by going to the grocery store. But she also relies on pantries.
So this is the food pantry. So in here, volunteers...
At Urban Ministries of Durham, families can stop by the pantry every 30 days to collect white plastic bags full of canned food. In a month, it serves an average of 483 households. On Monday morning, 22 people walked through. Brian Gilmer is the organization's director of marketing and development. He says his service and others like it tend to see more traffic after weather like last week's.
You know, if you're a middle-class family, you might not think about it. You know, if there's a snow day announced, you're kind of excited because you're going to get the day off from work. You are going to stay home with your kids. They're excited. They're going to go sledding, build a snowman, something like that. But if you're a working poor family, that can be a crisis.
Gilmer says his organization also tries to step in to simply provide better food options.
You know, we hear a lot of stories about improvised meals where something that would be maybe one component of your meal will be a family's whole meal. So cornflakes without milk for dinner or black beans and nothing else for lunch.
Making sure that kids don't eat only black beans for lunch is part of the rationale behind free and reduced meals at school. Jim Keaton is the executive director of child nutrition for Durham Public Schools. He says about 65% of the district's students receive free or reduced lunches and breakfasts.
It does take quite a heart to see some of these kids. They're so excited to get a meal because you know that it may be the only meal they get for that day.
Keaton says administrators factor that reality in when deciding whether to call off school because of bad weather.
It does weigh heavily on the administration because they have to be concerned not only with the child's physical safety, getting them on the roads or getting them home safely, but also knowing that they may be hungry when they get home, and how do we balance that?
Schools across the state provide different programs to help low-income children. Some give kids backpacks of food to take home during breaks, some provide pantries, and for the long summer, many districts offer programs that feed kids daily. Joyce Beavers, the mother of 6, says there's no way she could afford to pay for all of her children's meals.
To be honest with you, we do what we can at home. It's not always a whole lot, but we do really depend on school. We depend on a lot of times the churches. Toward, you know, the before food stamp day and like maybe a couple weeks after food stamp day.
And though last week's snow complicated her budget, Beavers says the bigger hassle is typically during the long breaks. She says summer and winter times often mean stretching a one-week budget to fit 2 entire weeks. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.